Penguin Random House Audio presents House on Fire by Joseph Finder. Read for you by Holter Graham.
Not for the first time, he puzzled over the curious nature of families. That family bonds tended to keep together people who had little in common. He would never have chosen the members of his family as friends. Lydia Davis, Sketches for a Life of Vasily.
1. So, how are you gonna do it?
The guy asked me.
Do it?
He paused, glanced around. There was no one else in my office, and muttered, barely audible, the words he didn't want to say aloud.
Kill him. How are you gonna kill him?
The less you know, I said, the better for both of us. You don't have a problem with that, do you? He didn't answer me.
It has to look like an accident, he said, or a random whatever.
I gave him a long, direct look, blinked once. He'd told me that 3 times already. Mort Vallison was 60, but he looked 10 years older. He was a once handsome man, under a lifetime of stress. He had short gray hair, neatly parted, and sincere brown eyes. But they were haunted, hollow. He wore an expensive-looking navy blue blazer and pricey shoes. He was not born to wealth, which was probably why he always dressed expensively. He looked away. Vallison had insisted on coming to my office rather than have me come to his company headquarters. My firm, Heller.